我们再回来看罗马书第十章。
Let us return to Romans chapter 10.
十二章啊。
Chapter 12.
这个十二章的前两节哦，是服事神最重要的。
Chapter 12, verse 1 and 2 are the most important to serve God.
我们服事是因为神的慈悲在感动。
We serve because the mercies of God are moving us.
最后的服事是把我们自己本身当活祭献给神。
And the ultimate service we give to God is to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice.
像保罗说，我活着就是基督。
Just like Paul says, I live and I'm Christ.
那要让服事能够美，就是要查验神的旨意。
In order to make our service acceptable to God, we need to prove what is the good of,
因为我们叫做
will of God.
服事吧，服事就是表示有一个主人，他就是主耶稣。
Because when we talk about service, there is a master, and this master is Jesus Christ.
然后要查验神的旨意，有一个心态要改变。
In order to examine the will of God, there is a change in heart that is necessary.
就叫心意更新而变化
，which is why it says being transformed and by and renewed in, of your mind。
那不要效法世界，就是不要用世界那个模式啊、哦，搬到教会来用。
And it says do not be conformed to this world. That is, we don't bring the form of the world into the church。
所以我们不要想说哦，世界上我能做很多事情，我在教会就能做很多事情，不一定。
So let us not think that because I can do much, outside society, I can do much within the church. It might not be so.
因为这个整个我们在做圣工的原理不太一样。
Because the theory behind the working of the holy work is different.
那需要改造，这叫做心理更新。
We need to be transformed, renewed in the mind.
我们刚刚提到这个民主一个例子。
We mentioned the example of democracy in society and in church.
那另外一个例子就是辅导。
Another example is counseling.
最伟大的辅导家是谁？
And who is the greatest counselor?
主耶稣啊。
Jesus.
所以你如果到这个书店去看辅导书大概分作两类。
So if you go to a bookstore, you can see the self-help books. And notice two types.
一个是神本，以神为中心。
One is God based.
一个是人本。
The other one is man based.
那这个两个对问题的看法完全不一样。
These two tackle the problem from totally different perspectives.
那这个神本的辅导最重要强调说我跟神的关系。
God based counseling bases everything in our relationship with God.
比方说夫妻发生关系，
For example,
发生问题。
If there is problems between husband and wife.
那现在以人本的辅导就讲到沟通，可能你们沟通不了。
Then a man based counseling says there may be a communication problem.
当然这也有可能。
Of course, this might be factually true.
但如果我们回到圣经来看，
But if we return to the Bible,
夫妻的关系不好是因为我们跟神的关系不好。
Husband and wife cannot get along because the individual relationship to God has a problem.
那为什么这样讲？
Why do we say this?
因为我们如果没有行神的道，我们跟神的关系就不好。
Because if we do not do the word of God, our relationship to God is not that great.
那如果我们行神的道，我们跟神的关系就好。
If we do according to God's commandment, then our relationship to God is very good.
那如果我们真的行神的道，夫妻的关系就没有问题。
If we truly both do God's will, then the relationship between husband and wife will be perfect.
这个就是神本的辅导。
This is God-based counseling.
所以到最后，不但夫妻的问题解决，而且那个基础会很稳固，因为那个辅导是重新建立。丈夫跟太太跟神的关系。
So God-based counseling will not only solve the problem at hand between husband and wife, but will lay a very solid foundation and restore this relationship from its beginning.
所以不是在外面学了一套辅导的专家到教会就能够辅导。
So it's not that if you are a counseling and a specialist in counseling, you can serve in church in the same manner.
有可能如果外面学了一套东西，圣经不懂，我们是用外面的东西在教会辅导。
If we do not understand the Bible and serve God according to what we learn outside.
所以辅导到最后的目标是什么？
And then that would not be good. So what is the goal in the end for counseling?
重新建立我们跟神的关系。
It is to reestablish the relationship between God and ourselves.
所以这个心意要更新变化。
And so the mind needs to be transformed and renewed.
神的旨意看得清楚。
That we might be clear about the will of God.
那我们的侍奉就会很美。
And this way, our service will be agreeable to the Lord.
这是我们在侍奉当中 需要努力的一个目标。
This is a direction we need to strive.
我们刚刚提到，弟兄提到罗马书第十章第十节，这个要怎么回答？
We mentioned Romans chapter 10 verse 10. How do we address this?
因为一般教会最常提就心里相信口里承认就可以得救。
Because it says, if you confess in your mouth and believe in your heart, you shall be saved.
如果一般教会的信徒一直强调这一节，我们怎么办？
What happens if other churches, their members emphasize this verse a lot?
是
so we tell them that they need to read John chapter 5, Titus chapter 5 to enter the heavenly kingdom.
这里讲心里相信。
Here it says to believe in the heart.
相信什么？
Believe in what?
当然相信主耶稣。
Of course, believe in Jesus Christ.
那雅各书说信心没有行为是死的。
The book of James says that faith without deeds is dead.
所以相信就是包括用实际的行动，来把它行出来。
So beliefs includes doing the matching deeds to our belief.
所以相信不只是观念知识的认同。
So belief is not only an acknowledgement intellectually speaking.
包括实际生活把它行出来。
But includes the actions, the concrete deeds that we do outwardly.
这是从圣经的解释。
This is explaining from the Bible.
那如果对方能够接受这样的解释，
If the other party can accept this explanation,
那下一步就约翰三章五节了。
Then the next step will be John 3:5.
这主耶稣讲的话你信吗？
This is what Jesus said. Do you believe it?
那信就把它做出来就对了。
If you do, then do accordingly, and that will be it.
所以这没有冲突。
So there is no conflict.
就把信解释得更清楚。
It is
信耶稣的话，照着来做。
Only that we explain what this belief means, belief doing according to the will of Christ.
那这样就可以得救。
And then you shall be saved.
好，我们现在再来看。
Let us continue.
所以我们在服侍神，一个最大的困难是什么？
What is one of the greatest difficulties that we face when we serve God?
你觉得服侍神最大的困难呢？
What do you consider to be one of the difficulties when you serve God?
我看马可福音哈。
Let's turn to Mark.
主耶稣说要跟从他有什么条件？
What is the requirement that Jesus laid for following him?
我可不可以找找看马可福音哪里有？
Can we find it in Mark?
马可福音要跟着主耶稣有什么条件？
What is the requirement to follow Jesus according to the Gospel of Mark?
对第八章。
Yes, chapter 8.
三十四节。
Verse 34.
若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背十字架来跟从我。
Whosoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
服侍就是服侍，就是服侍神啊，他是我们的主啊。
To follow is to serve Christ our Lord.
那既然要跟他跟他就是要先自己舍掉。
And if we are following him, then we need to get rid of ourselves in the first place.
这个最难的。
This is the hardest part.
在服侍的过程，不断的自我舍弃。
And to constantly deny and sacrifice ourselves.
这是最难的。
This is the hardest part.
如果自我舍弃了。不但神的旨意看得很清楚，我们才有办法跟着主来走。
If we are able to deny ourselves, not only we shall see the will of God, but we will also be able to follow Him.
那，但是我们在社会上不是这样。
But in society, it is not like so.
社会上都是强调自我实现。
In society, it is a realization of one's own goals.
有的人退休他还是要上班呢。
So some people, though they retire, they still go to work.
为什么？不是为钱。
It is not for money anymore.
为自我实现。
It is for the realization of one's goals.
就觉得我有用。
To feel that one is useful in some way.
因为我的才能，我的理想能够行出来。
Because of my talents and my ideals, this can be done.
但是 服侍神不是这样。
However, this does not apply when we serve God.
不是自我实现。
It is not about our ideals being realized.
它是舍己的。
It is about denying ourselves.
它是跟耶稣的。
It is about following Christ.
它是背十字架。
It is about carrying our cross.
好，所以啊，这个要不要被世界同化哈？要心力更新呢。很难的一点就是不断的舍弃自我。
Therefore, the hard part about not conforming to this world, but rather being renewed and transformed in the mind, is to deny ourselves.
因此，我们在服侍神啊，需要有自我反省的能力。
Therefore, when we serve God, we need to have the ability of examining ourselves.
那什么叫自我反省？
What do we call examining ourselves?
就是如果我们的服侍遇到很多困难。
That is to say, if we serve and we encounter many difficulties,
或者跟人合不来,
or we cannot get along with others,
或者我们一起服侍很多吵杂的声音,
or maybe when we serve there is a lot of noise,
我们叫自我反省,
then we need to examine ourselves,
到底我这一部分有没有什么问题,
and see whether there is something that I did wrong.
因为我们一旦发生问题哦，我们一般的想法都是怎样
？Because whenever we encounter a problem, what is our instinctive reaction？
啊，别人有问题。
Others are not doing what they should do。
啊，所以我们要为他祷告。
And therefore, we should pray for them。
是不是这样？我每次都是这样讲。
Is this not right? This is what we always think and say。
我们要为某某人祷告，因为困难都是从他来
的。Let us pray for this person because they are the troublemaker。
其实哦。有时候我们要求神给我们自我反省的能力。
But in reality, oftentimes we ought to ask God the ability to reflect.
因为如果每个人都觉得问题是在别人哦，就很难了。
If everyone thinks that the problem is on the other side, on the other side of the fence, then the matter is difficult to solve.
但如果每个人都自我反省
，But if everyone knows how to examine themselves,
求神让我们认识自己。
Asking God to make us know ourselves better.
明白神的旨意。
To understand God's will.
每个人都从我自我改变开始。
If everyone starts from changing themselves,
我们就发现这个服事就没有声音了，就非常好。
Then we discover that the background noise fades away in our service, and our service becomes beautiful.
好，我们现在回来十二章。
Let us return to Romans chapter 12.
那十二章的第三节开始。
Starting from verse 3.
这个第三节一直在到第八节。
Here from verse 3 to 8.
就是在讲服事当中要谦卑。
It tells us that we should be humble in our service.
分工比较难还是合作比较难？
Is it easier to split the work or work together?
合作难。
Which one is more difficult? Working together is harder.
分比较简单，这个你一个，这个我的，分比较难。
To divide and conquer is somewhat easier. To work together in harmony is a little harder.
好，那怎么在服事当中来谦卑
？So how do we gain humility as we serve?
第三节
，verse 3.
我凭着所赐给我的恩，对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所当看，要照着神所分给个人信心的大小，看得合乎中道。
For I say, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith.
这里说不要看自己过于当看。
It says here, do not consider yourself more than you should.
就不要把自己看得太高。
And do not think of yourself too highly.
有一些圣经就可以帮我们了解。
There is a verse that can help us understand.
我们有什么不是领受的
？Why is it that is not received？
找找看，圣经有哪一句话
？Where is this phrase in the Bible？
我们有什么不是领受的
？What is it that it hasn't been granted to us？
如果是领受的，为什么自夸呢
？And if you receive it, why do you boast？
在哪？哥林多前书。
First Corinthians。
有什么不是领受的
？What have we received that is not given？
四章七节。
Chapter 4 verse 7。
使你们与人不同的是谁？你们有什么不是领受的？若是领受，为何自夸，仿佛不是领受的？
Who makes you differ from another, and why do you have that you did not receive? Now, if you did indeed receive it, why do you boast as if you had not received it?
才能多是领受的。
If you have many talents, they are all received.
知识多也是领受。
If you have much knowledge, that knowledge has been granted to you.
恩赐多也是领受。
If you have many talents, then these talents are also given by God.
既然神给我们，神也可以拿回去。
If God can give it, He can take them away.
所以人没有办法自夸，就是因为我们都是领受的。
Therefore, there is no reason for man to boast because everything he received is from God.
那如果了解我们都是领受了，人又谦卑。
If we come to understanding that everything we have is received, then we will naturally be humble.
所以回到十二章第三节。
So when we return to chapter 12, verse 3,
不要看自己过于所当看。
It says, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought to.
那合于中道。
But think soberly.
所以这个是我们要一起做圣工很重要，对自我要有一个认识。
This is why it is important to know ourselves when we work together.
那接下去就在解释。
And what follows then is the explanation.
什么意思？
What does this mean?
就好像一个身体有好多肢体。
It is just like a body has many members.
肢体也都不是一样的用途。
And the members do not have all the same function.
所以我们在服事当中要了解每个人的作用功用不一样。
Therefore, when we serve, we need to understand that we all serve a different function.
好像身体不同的部分、不同的功用。
In the same way, the different parts of the body have different functions.
因此不能比较。
And because of this, we cannot compare.
恩赐不能比较。
Talents cannot be compared.
但是恩赐要互相搭配。
Rather, talents should supplement each other.
这个很重要。
This is very important.
恩赐如果比较我们就会骄傲，我们会看不起别人。
If we compare talents, we become proud and we despise others.
你手跟脚要怎么比较？
How do you compare your hand to your feet?
要怎么比较？
What is the basis for the comparison?
没有办法比较。
And there is none.
眼睛跟耳朵怎么比较？
How do you compare your eye to your ear?
没有办法比较。
There is no point for comparison.
但是如果眼睛跟耳朵配在一起，这就是非常完美。
But then if you combine your eyes with your ears, then something good comes out of it.
所以我们在教会要学习跟别人互相搭配。
So in church, we need to be able to work with others and supplement each other.
因为我们是一个身体。
And complement each other, for we are one body.
好像圣经讲的彼得、保罗、亚波罗，他恩赐都不一样。
The Bible says that Peter, Paul, Apollos had all different gifts.
那有时候我们发现教会很奇妙，神安排有各种不同的人。
And sometimes we discover how wonderful God's arrangement is, because He gives us different talents in the church.
有的人很热心。
Some people are very zealous.
但是木讷，他不太会讲话。
But they are very quiet in their dealings.
所以你要叫他邀慕道者，他邀不到。
So when you tell them to invite true seekers, they can't.
但是他很热心。
But they're very zealous.
那有的人不是这么热心。
Some people are not so zealous.
但是他人际关系很好。
But they have very good interpersonal skills.
要很多人到教会来。
And they can invite many people to church to true seek.
那这两种人如果配在一起，那就很完美。
So if you combine these two together, then you have something good.
能热心的带慕道者，不是这个。这个很有 人际关系很好的带慕道者来。
The person with good interpersonal skills bring the true seekers into the church.
那很热心的来跟他讲道理。
And the zealous person converses with them, introducing the truth to them.
这就完美了。
Then this is a very beautiful scene.
所以不能比较，有时候要搭配。
Therefore, we cannot compare, but rather complement each other in our gifts.
所以第四节说，一个身体好多肢体。用途不一样。
Verse 4 says that there are many members with different functions.
第五节。
Verse 5.
我们许多人在基督里成了一个身体，互相联络做肢体。
So we being many are one body in Christ and individually members of one another.
照我们所得的恩赐，按我们所得的恩赐各有不同，这样来服侍神。
So according to the different gifts we have, we serve God.
每一个部分要发挥功用。
And each part exerts its function.
所以在教会里面每个人需要有事情做。
So in church, everyone has to have something to do.
每件事情要有人做。
And everything has to have someone to do it.
这是最理想的。
This is the ideal scenario.
这一段在提到啊，要谦卑的来服侍，这样才能够互相的搭配。
This passage mentions that we should serve in humility, that we might be able to complement each other in our service.
谦卑被怎么定义？
What is the definition for humility?
我们怎么知道我很谦卑？
How do you know that you are humble?
或者我不谦卑？
Or whether you are not humble?
诸位，你有没有想过？
Have you ever thought about this?
我们怎么知道我们谦卑，我们不谦卑？
How do you know whether you are humble or not?
谁有想过有答案的？
Who has thought about this and already has an answer?
都没想过。
You never thought about it.
有一点哦，谦卑的人很好相处，是不是这样？
There is a key point here is that it is very easy to get along with humble people.
骄傲的人呢，不好相处。
And it is very hard actually to get along with people who are proud.
是不是这样？
Is it true?
这是一个原则，我们自己想想看。
Think about it. This is a principle we can follow.
如果我们跟这个主不来，跟这个仆人，全教会都主不来，那不能说只有我一个属灵，他们都属肉的。
If you can get along with this one and that one and that other one at church, you cannot say that you are spiritual. Everyone else is on the flesh.
如果跟大家都处不来，可能我们有问题。
If you get along with no one, then the problem might be on you.
为什么
？Why？
你看主耶稣在十二岁哦。
When you see Jesus when he was 12,
他灵性很好。
He had very mature spirituality.
我们怎么知道他灵性很好
？How do we know that his spirituality was very good？
他讲的话他妈妈听不懂，就是灵性很好。
When he spoke, his mother couldn't understand, so he was very spiritual.
岂不知道我要有我父事是为念吗？
Do you know？
这个什么意思
？That I shall be busy with my father's business. The mom was scratching her head, saying, "What is this?"
他灵性很好。
He had very good spirituality.
但圣经说，神跟人喜爱的心都增加。
But the Bible says that his love towards God and his fellow men grew.
他很谦卑啊。
And he was very humble.
所以这个神跟人的关系，跟人跟人的关系，你不能把它切作两半来看。
Therefore, you cannot view the relationship between God and man, and the relationship between men as two separate things.
我跟神很好，跟大家合不来。
I'm good with God, but with people, I don't get along.
因为他们不属灵。
Because they are not spiritual enough.
我最属灵，变全世界只有我一个人。
I am the only spiritual, the only one remaining on this world.
如果我们真的灵性跟神很好。
If we are truly connected to God in our spirituality,
跟人的关系会很好。
Then our relationship with other people will be good.
所以有时候跟人的关系就是我们跟神的关系一个回应，一个表现。
Our relationship with other people is a reflection of our relationship to God.
所以我们要服事要成为一个身体就是要谦卑。
So as we serve as a living sacrifice, we need to be humble.
好，那我们现在看下面十二章从第九节开始。
Let us now continue with chapter 12, verse 9.
十二章第九节。
Chapter 12, verse 9.
到二十一节。
To 21.
就是指着说要爱众人。
Here it mentions that we should love all men.
爱人不可虚假。
Let love be without hypocrisy.
恶要厌恶，善要亲近。
Abhor what is evil, cling to what is good.
什么叫爱人不可虚假？
What is to say that we should love without hypocrisy?
有没有什么例子？
Can you give any example?
但是我们是要从负面来学习正面的
We need to learn from the bad, from counter example sometimes.
有时候我们这个社会的社交礼仪其实没有那个心
Sometimes the relationship in society don't have a true heart behind them.
人要离开到我家来坐坐。
When we say, come to my house to visit, when we are leaving.
现在到你家了，为什么十分钟还不走？
So then why is it that you tell me to go but you're still here after 10 minutes?
现在要走了，下一次再来
And when we leave, the person says, come again.
爱人不可虚假。
We love without hypocrisy.
如果我们请他到我们家来做，你真的是有那个心在请。
If you invite someone, do it from the heart.
这是一个例子
This is just an example.
假定的例子不是真的发生。
It is supposition, it didn't really happen.
还有没有？
Anything else?
哦，彼得哈，
啊、Peter
装作虔诚。
And he appeared to be very zealous for Christ.
那有的不是爱人的、啊、哈，有的就是说信仰生活要很实在啊。
那 what we are saying is that we need to be very true in our faith.
哦，比方说我们这个 NATS 禁食祷告，这是。鼓励的，那不是规定。
For example, fasting prayer in NATS is encouraged. It is not required.
你如果有身体的需要，或者你真的没有办法禁止，你就吃也没关系啊。
If you have a health reason for which you cannot fast, or if you have to eat, then you can just eat.
但是如果我们真的有心来追求啊，禁止祷告是最好。
If we truly have the heart, of course, the best is for us to fast and pray.
那回去说，我上个礼拜到 NATS 我都禁止祷告一个礼拜。
And now when you go home, you say, oh, you know, I fasted the whole week during NATS.
其实哦，早上祷告完就跑去喝水。
But after praying in the morning, you ran and drank water.
那我们回去都说，我都禁止祷告。
But you go home and say, oh, I fasted the whole week.
这个就不实在了。
This is not true.
真的禁食是不吃不喝。
Because true fasting is no food, no drink.
但是这个是自愿的，不是勉强。
But it is voluntarily. No one can force you.
那如果我们吃喝也不是罪啊，哦，就是我们做不到就做不到，那求神帮助我们下一次做得到。
If we eat and drink is not sin, if we cannot do it, we can't. We can ask God to help us next time.
但是我们对人讲，我们就不能说我禁食。
But if you tell the people, you cannot state it as I fasted.
没有啊，我喝水啊。
Because if you drank water, that is not fasting anymore.
这个就不可虚假，就实实在在嘛。
Therefore, we cannot be hypocrite. We say it as it is.
好。十四节哈
，Verse 14，
爱弟兄要彼此亲热，恭敬人要彼此推让。
Verse 10， be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor giving preference to one another。
哦，英文叫 preference，
giving preference to one another。
哦，恭敬哦，爱要加上恭敬。
So our love also has respect and honor。
哦，爱如果没有恭敬会怎样
？And what happens to love without respect？
比方说，有时候，这个弟兄姊妹会彼此开玩笑。
For example, brothers and sisters sometimes joke with each other.
哦，那如果爱有尊敬，我们开玩笑不会让对方下不了台了。
But if we have honor, in our love, we will not make the other one lose face.
哦，所以爱要有尊敬。
So love needs honor.
所以有的夫妻哦，也非常尊敬大家彼此。
Husband and wife sometimes truly respect each other.
哦，诸位，我们对自己的配偶有没有常常讲情谢谢
？I ask you,、哦、do you say please, a thank you to your spouse?
有没有
？Do you
常常这样讲的
？If you always say a thank you or please,、
哦、对你配偶要做什么 ？Please 请。
You say please as is inviting to do something.、哦
做完，谢谢。
And after they do something for you, say thank you.
这个就是恭敬。
This is what we call honor.
虽然小小的，其实也感觉也不错啊。
Although it is a small gesture, the effect is profound.
好，那下面哈，殷勤不可懒惰，要心里火热，常常服侍神。
Then it says that not lacking in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord.
这个都对我们很实际的勉励。
These are all very practical exhortations to us.
好，那懒惰哦，什么叫做懒惰
？So what do we call lagging or being lazy？
这个圣言说懒惰人像什么
？The Book of Proverbs says that the lazy are like what？
懒惰人哦，在圣言里面讲，好像那个在床上翻来翻去，就好像门的枢纽的，转来转去那一次还在那里。
The Book of Proverbs says that the lazy people are like a hinge of the door that turn about in their bed, but they remain and still in the same place.
时间到了，床上翻来翻去，总是起不来。
When the time to wake up comes, they just roll around their bed, they don't get up.
懒惰人说外面有狮子。
The lazy ones say that there's a lion outside.
是什么？借口很多。
They have many excuses.
那懒惰的人呢，永远是明天。
The lazy people always procrastinate everything for tomorrow.
哦，这是几个特色。
These are some of the features of the lazy ones.
好，十二节。
Verse 12.
在指望中要喜乐，在患难中要忍耐。
rejoicing in hope and patient in tribulation.
啊，祷告要恒切。
Continuing steadfastly in prayer.
啊，十三节。
13。
啊，圣徒缺乏的要帮补，客要一味的款待。
Distributing to the needs of the saints, given to hospitality.
哦，这都是爱心很实际的指导啊。
These are all very practical and real examples of instruction and love.
那下面就比较难了。
Then what follows is a little more difficult.
逼迫你们要给他们祝福。
Bless those who persecute you.
只要祝福不可咒诅。
Bless and do not curse.
啊，十五节。
Verse 15.
与喜乐的人要同喜乐，与哀哭的人要同哭。
Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep.
这个哪一个比较简单
？So which one is easier?
哭比较简单哦。
Weeping is easier.
你家谁发生什么事情啊？真的，我帮你祷告，这个比较简单。
It is easier to say, if you have problems, any problem at home, I shall pray for you.
但是如果我们家有孩子，别人有孩子，他的孩子申请到很好的大学，我的孩子申请不到大学。
But what happens if we have kids, the other person has kids, and the other person's kids get into a good university, our kid cannot get into any school.
啊，我为你高兴，这真的不简单。
When you say I'm happy for you, truly, that's not easy to do.
所以，要与喜乐的同乐。
Therefore, rejoice with those who rejoice.
这个比较难。
This is harder.
但这是一种爱的表现。
But it is a sign of love.
好，那十六节。
16。
要彼此同心，不要自气高大，倒要辅救卑微的人。
Be of one of the same mind toward one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with humble.
如果我们来到教会哦，怎么样做才能够真的辅救卑微的人
？So what shall we do in church so that we can truly sustain those who are humble?
在教会怎么做才能辅救卑微的
？What do we do in order to associate ourselves or help those who are humble？
在教会怎么做才能辅救卑微的
？What do we do in church to help those who are humble？ Humble or lowly？
不知道。哎，我们常常在读这个。
We often time read this. Why shouldn't we know?
李弟兄，你微笑着有答案吗
？Brother James, you're smiling. Do you have any answers?
那教会怎么辅救卑微
？How do we help those who are lowly?
啊，关心。
We show our care.
对，是关心不错。
Correct.
有一点哦。有一点就是哦，我们来教会要往下降，往下降。
Sometimes we need to get down, go lower.
你不管在社会是什么
，That is to say, no matter what sort of who you are in society,
来到教会往下降。
A church, we lower ourselves.
那降到什么程度
？To what degree?
降到跟主耶稣一样。
To the degree of Jesus Christ.
什么叫跟主耶稣一样
？And what does this mean?
圣经是讲主耶稣哦，存心卑微啊。
The Bible says that he was lowly and humble in heart.
这样变成仆人。
And he making himself lower to the image of a servant.
神降为人。
God became man.
人降为仆人。
And man became servant.
这个往下降。
It is lowering oneself in this manner.
就不会自气高大，就能辅救卑微的人。
That we shall not become proud, but rather support those who are lowly.
那人哦会志气高大，常常是把社会带到教会。
So oftentimes people become proud because they bring whatever they have in society to church.
那你这样哦，我们在教会里面就会无形中会有一个分。
So in church, without knowing it, we will have different factions.
那这个教会就很难成为一个家庭。
And then this church will have a very hard time establishing one family.
所以这个往下降啊，就是学习主耶稣。
Therefore, when we lower ourselves, we are following the example of Christ.
所以有时候我们看到有的信徒哦，在教会里面也煮饭，也什么都做。
So sometimes we see members in church, they cook, they do this, they do that, they can do everything.
其实，在社会上是有蒙福的人。
But they are blessed in society.
那在社会上很谦卑。在教会很谦卑。
In church, they show true humility.
这个就是榜样。
This is an example, a model.
那么教会才能够成为一个家庭。
This is how our church can become a family.
那是八节哈，十七节到二十一节。
17 to 21。
哦，这个也很难。
This is also very hard to do。
哦，十八节。
17。
若能行，总要与尽量与众人和睦。
Have regard for good things in the sight of all men。
哦，那怎么能够跟众人和睦？
Or other 18, if it is possible, as much depends on you, live peaceably with all men.
就是十七节。
How do we do this? Verse 17.
不要以恶报恶。
Repay no one evil for evil.
众人以美为美的留心去做。
Have regard for good things in the sight of all men.
所以不要，我们不要想说得罪一个人没有关系，反正我也不是靠他吃饭。
So let us not think that if I offend that person, doesn't matter. I don't depend on them for my livelihood anyway.
最好做到我没有一个敌人。
The best thing is to have no enemy.
我们有一个姐妹在一个农业公司上班。
There was a sister who worked for an agricultural company.
她有一阵子这个农业公司开得很大，就是美国的 Potato King.
And the company grew very big to the point that they were the Potato King of the United States.
那个老板是一个基督徒。
The owner of the firm was a Christian.
她告诉这个姐妹。
And the owner told the sister.
我一生赚很多钱。
In my life, I made a lot of money.
但是我最大的成就。
But my greatest accomplishment is that I have no enemy.
这个基督徒啊，的榜样啊，值得我们来想。
The example of this Christian is truly worthy of us thinking about.
没有一个敌人。
He made no enemies whatsoever.
这里说尽量与众人和睦。
It says here then, live peaceably with all men in as much as possible.
那十九节。
19.
不要自己伸冤。
Do not avenge yourselves.
宁可让步，听凭主怒。
But rather give place to the wrath.
哦，那二十节。
Wrath of the Lord 20.
要对仇敌好。
Be good to your enemy.
这样就是把炭火堆在他头上。
Because by doing so, you heap the coals of fire on their head.
结论二十一节。
Conclusion verse 21.
不要被恶所胜，要以善胜恶。
Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
这个一直谈到十七节到二十一节，已经到最高标准。
So here from verse 17 to 21 is already the highest standard.
就是主耶稣讲爱你的仇敌。
Which is what Jesus says, love thine enemy.
如果做到这点，我们的爱就差不多很完全了。
If we can achieve all that is said here, then our love has already almost been perfected.
这就是主耶稣的爱。
This is the Lord's love.
一起默祷。
Let's pray in songs.
Amen. 休息。
Let us take a break.